What is up, you guys? Welcome back to the Fault in Our Birth Charts podcast. Yes, Fault in Our Birth Charts, not Fault in Our Stars. This is not a podcast for that really depressing movie and novel by John Green that went viral on Tumblr. No, no, no. This podcast is all about astrology, full moons, and new moons, which is what we will be covering today. We are in peak Scorpio season. We have a new moon coming up November 4th. So I will be showing you how to manifest everything you want for this upcoming new moon in Scorpio. Let's get started. I'm recording this podcast off of Halloween, which was actually super fun. I dressed up as Kim Kardashian in the Met Gala all black. And I also did a singer's party, which was really fun. So it was definitely spooky, but I feel like this new moon will be even spookier. So because the new moon is in Scorpio, if you have a sun, moon, or rising in this sign, you will be feeling it a lot. Also, if you are a water sign, you will also be feeling this effect a lot. And water signs are Scorpio, Pisces, and Cancer. In addition to that, if you're a Libra, you will also be feeling it because it's one right after the other, so you will be kind of feeling it as well. As Scorpio is a very dark sign because it has to do with Mars, the planet of aggression, you will be looking deep into your dark side. And when I mean your dark side is all of the things that we kind of like push to our subconscious or push to the back of our minds because we don't want to deal with them. So it has to do a lot with inner emotions. If something's not serving you, then you will look into it and you will probably release it. So that could be a relationship, that could be a friendship, a job. So it's really coming into terms with the things that we do not want or that make us angry or sad and deciding what we will be doing with them. On a lighter note, new moons are amazing. They are the beginning of a season. It's like a mini new year in astrology. So every new moon, you get the chance to manifest everything you want for the upcoming month. In contrast to full moons are what you want to get rid of. But I will be talking about that a little bit later. In terms of rituals, what you want to do is always, always have a pen and paper. Always. Props if you have a colored pen or a colored paper. So if you want to manifest love, make sure it's red or pink, and make sure you have a red Sharpie or a red pen. And if you want to manifest money, make sure it's green. If you want to manifest happiness, make sure it's yellow. In addition to that, if you have any crystals, these will also work. And if you want to be 100% sure which crystals to use because they have different energies, make sure to Google the crystal and the emotion or situation you want to manifest, and then it should come right up. But just as a general guideline, love, rose quartz, happiness, citrine, calm, or like you want to heal anxiety, amethyst. And if you want one for general, make sure to get a clear quartz. So on the night of the new moon, you will want to sit down, make the ambiance, you know, very comfortable and nice. You can go on YouTube and Google some frequencies, and you will sit down, light a candle if you want, sage the house if you have some. I recommend this so much. You always want to do the sage first and then the Palo Santo, because Palo Santo amplifies energy, so you definitely do not want to be amplifying negative energy. After you do that, you will sit down and you will want to start by thanking the universe. You can do this writing it down or just saying it out loud, however you want. You want to say, thank you, universe, for everything that I have, but I still want some other things, okay? Maybe not worded like that, but just be grateful for what you have, but keep an open mind that you want some other things. You know, you have the power to manifest it, and you have the right to manifest it. Sometimes with new moons, it's a lot of closing a chapter, so it can be quite hard for some people. But as you know, when a door closes, something better comes. So you sit down, dear universe, thank you so much for what I have. Now, here's an important tip. When you manifest, you want to say it in a present tense. So thank you so much, universe, for this new job that I have that pays me $1,000 an hour. Yeah, so that might be a little bit extreme, but you have to be very specific. Thank you, universe, for the beautiful boyfriend that I have. He is 6'4", makes four figures. Okay, now I'm getting ahead of myself. He is Timothée Chalamet, and he loves me and only me, okay? You gotta be very, very specific. With Scorpio, you might wanna focus more on emotions because Scorpio is very emotional. If it was Capricorn, I'd be like, oh, go all for money. But right now, maybe just focus on emotions and resolving personal trauma. So if you are having some struggles with mental health, make sure to manifest, I am healthy, I am happy with myself, I am in healthy relationships, I'm out of toxic patterns. Make sure to highlight all of that. After you do this, you will want to put it outside or wherever the moon shines on it, okay? Sometimes when I'm lazy, I put it by my window, but when I'm not feeling lazy and it's not cold outside, I leave it outside and I put a crystal on top of it. That's optional, obviously, but you will leave it there overnight, and then in the morning, you can keep it. Some people put it under their pillow for the entire month. Some people carry it with them in their bag, or you can just leave it in your room. Note that this is the last new moon that you can manifest this year, because the upcoming one in Sagittarius will be an eclipse. And that's just not a good idea. You know, eclipses are a lot of energy. It's not great for manifesting. I do not recommend it at all. If you have a surgery and it's on a new moon or a full moon, cancel it. Never, never do that. Maybe cut your hair in a new moon so it can grow, but never do a surgery. Why? Well, I guess it's more like superstitious, but everybody recommends not to have surgery that day. And also, it's so funny, I was driving and I was thinking about the new moon in Sagittarius, and I was like, of course the eclipse and the new moon falls in Sagittarius, because you guys are messy. I love you guys. I have so many Sagittarius in my life, but you guys are messy. Like, the energy is chaotic, sometimes in the best way. Like, if you want to go party with someone fun, take a Sagittarius. But sometimes it can get quite a lot. Another thing that my sister does when there is a full moon or a new moon, because she is the rituals queen. I am more of a divination gal over here. She knows every ritual. So she puts out a glass of water just from the Brita, you know, and you leave it outside. You can cover it so no bugs get in it. You leave it outside where the moon shines on it. So that's moon water. What you can do the next day, the next morning, you can either drink it. I usually don't drink it because I am super germ phobic. Or you can shower with it. So this water will be charged with the moon energy. So it's going to be positive energy. You're going to feel a little pep on your step. And it will have all of your intentions, because you're supposed to put it on top of the paper with your intentions. So if you want to do an extra step, definitely do that one. Another thing that you can do during the new moon is grab some cinnamon, just regular cinnamon, and salt, mix it together, and then literally throw it in front of your doorstep. Like, in front of your door when you walk in, you stand where the door is towards the exit and throw it inside of your house. And just be like, I welcome abundance, I welcome love, I welcome happiness into this house. And you're supposed to leave it there the entire night and clean it the next morning, okay? So you do this the night of the new moon as well. And another ritual that you can do is you grab bay leaves, you just buy them, and you use Sharpie, because Sharpie's the best one for this one. And you write down in the bay leaf your intentions. You grab like a trash can or somewhere safe where you can put fire in. You light up the bay leaves, and then you're supposed to dump it in it, okay? When you're lighting up the bay leaves, the more they catch fire means the more potential it has of becoming true. And it's really fun to do. If you have a crush, you write their name down and you see if it's going to happen or not. And then what you're going to do is you're going to go outside, release it to the wind, and let the universe do its thing. So now that I've given you quite a few options, I hope you take them into account and try them this November 4th for the new moon in Scorpio. Now for the full moon. So the full moon never is in the sign that is currently happening in the month. It's actually in the opposite sign, because it's when the moon is opposite to the sun. With full moons, as I mentioned before, is when you want to release the negative things, okay? So this is not a time of manifestation. This is a time of releasing what no longer serves you. So maybe something that you manifested actually didn't work out, so you want to get rid of it. So you write that down, say again, thank you, universe, for this. I want to release this, this, and this. And as you do, I would recommend lighting it up on fire and just like getting rid of it. You can also tear the paper away. That's what I do sometimes, and just flush it down the toilet if you don't want to play with fire, which is me sometimes. And you just want to sage the house, do a lot of Palo Santo. You can also do a bath with salt, which is really, really good. It's a special salt. It's Himalayan salt. It releases all kind of negative energy that you might have. But yeah, those are basically your go-to rituals for the full moon, just releasing negative energy. Sage is incredible. Make sure to buy it. I buy mine at Whole Foods. You can buy yours at on Amazon. Sometimes they sell nice little bundles with Palo Santo, but it's actually incredible. Another place where you can get amazing tips for the new moon and full moon rituals, it could be TikTok, which you guys are gonna be like, oh my god, no. Honestly, the witches that are there, the astrologers that are there, they are amazing. They give you so many tips. And one of my favorite ones is Amy Demure. That's Amy, AmyDemure. She is incredible. She does pick a card readings, but most importantly, she gives incredible information and tips on the new moon. Another incredible witch that gives great tips and information is Eliza Kelly. That's A-L-I-Z-A Kelly. Literally, how else do you spell Kelly? She is on Instagram. She is actually the resident astrology expert on Cosmopolitan. So if you ever read horoscopes or any article with astrology there, it's her. She gives great ritual tips, and also she's very good at explaining astrology with current pop culture or world problems that are happening at the moment. For example, the elections, she totally explained it right before Biden won. And then when it happened, I was like, oh my god, like, it was written in the stars. So those are my tips for this week. I hope you get excited, and I hope you get the courage to try them out. These really, really work. And while they sound kind of witchy, they're not scary at all. They're rooted in positive energy and just getting good vibes into your house and manifesting all of your dreams. Next week, we will be discussing all things love and astrology, and also we will discuss some charts of famous celebrity heartthrobs. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you took some useful tips from this, and I will see you next week. Happy Scorpio season!